Joining us in the studio this morning is the Audrain County Emergency Management Director, Carl Donaldson. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Been a while since we've had a chat, but it's good to see you this morning. Glad you're in. We're going to be talking a little bit about wintertime. I know people don't want to think about it, but it is going to be here before we know it. We're already in mid-October, and we've been having nice weather so far. What are the predictions for whenever the worst weather is going to be hitting us here in the Audrain County area this upcoming winter?
So according to the National Weather Service's early guidance, this year there is an expectation that we will have a La Nina, which means that the winter weather will probably be pushed off towards the tail end of our winter this year. There's about a 70% favor that the La Nina will bring warmer and drier air to us throughout the late portion of 24 and probably colder, wetter air in the beginning of 25.
All right, so we're looking at that about January. Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah, I believe probably in January, February is probably when you see the worst of it.
So with the winter weather coming, of course, we're thinking about those days that people are going to be snowed in and may not be able to get out. That means you probably want to start getting prepared for wintertime now. Just maybe some advice and some tips for getting your home prepared for the wintertime.
Absolutely. So I think the main message is stay safe. Be careful with using space heaters in your house. Space heaters are notorious for causing fires, so make sure to keep any loose materials that might be flammable at least 3 feet away from those open space heaters. And don't heat with your oven or your stovetop. And if you do have a power failure, use your generators outside only. There's a real chance of carbon monoxide poisoning with those devices. And then just stay warm. Make sure you can stay warm safely. Right now is the time to be making that trip to the hardware store and looking for extra insulation or caulking or weather stripping and trying to keep that cold air out of the house and as much warm air in as we can.
Very nice. I know if people are in their car, that's another thing, and they're at work and they get that bad weather. What kind of things do they need to get in their car to kind of get prepared for the wintertime?
Yeah, and not only in your car, but you should have some kind of an emergency kit in your house as well. You do lose that power. You face the same dangers as you do when you're in your car. So, having a flashlight and extra batteries, having maybe a cell phone backup battery for your cell phone, you might get stuck out there on the road for a while, and that low cell phone battery can kill us. Having extra water and some non-perishable food, snack bars, trail mix, jerky, things like that are great. An extra blanket or a sleeping bag or something like that. And then one that most people forget about is having extra medicines in their car. If you're dependent on medicines, you get stuck out on the road, you don't want to be out there without your meds. So those are a handful of good things to have in your emergency supply kits.
Very good point. I know that during the summertime, you guys have cooling centers around Mexico. Are there any places that people can go and warm up in the wintertime? Is the courthouse still a place that they could go in and maybe get warmed up if they don't have heat in their house for a while?
Yes, sir. Yeah, the courthouse, anybody's welcome to come in and warm up there. The library is also a named warming center. And there's several others that pop out throughout the season, just as winter weather dictates. A lot of churches or public places will open their doors.
Most certainly. Now, I know that KXEO here will be putting out winter weather alerts whenever those come along, but Audrain County Emergency Management, you guys are pretty good about putting those out too. Where can people find those?
Yep, we do too. Mostly through our Facebook is where we're going to put out just general information, general knowledge. We also have the ability to send emergency alerts. So if the weather does get a little more dangerous, you can sign up for emergency alerts at audraincounty.org. And I just make sure to monitor your local weather stations and then understand what those different watch, advisory, and warnings mean that the weather people were talking about there. So a watch means that there's a potential for a weather event. An advisory means that there is an expected weather event. It's most likely going to happen. A warning means that you need to take action. There is a weather event. It's inevitable. So I know those can get confusing to people at sometimes.
No doubt about it. Well, we don't have to worry about it today, but you know, it is something to think about here in the next couple of months. I certainly appreciate you coming and getting us updated.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.